This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Daily, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Now, if this is the first time tuning into the show, we move pretty fast. I move pretty fast. I'll put it that way. I move pretty fast. Because I want to keep the show moving, right? And there's a lot of issues. I know some of you have written me. There's a lot of issues. Look, you can hear on every other station. Remember in the days of Oblimo, most people were bashing him 24-7. I didn't. And not that I praised him, but I didn't bash him either because all day long, what's it do? Right? I mean, seriously. I got other stuff I want to talk about. Everybody else is talking about him. So it's the same thing now. We can beat up all these idiots in the newsroom there in the White House, you know, in the press room. And they are idiots. There's no other name for them. Right? And so we really have to think about it and say, what about these other issues that nobody's talking about? What about the issues that nobody's really looking at? When you think about what's going on in our colleges, our high schools, our whatever, this is a problem. You've got to pay attention to what your sons, daughters, granddaughters, nieces, nephews are learning. You have to. You may be the only one. Look, I hate to sound like this, but you could be the only one to save them from being the biggest idiot that walked the planet. Now, come on, raise your hands. Raise your hand, whatever. You don't have to tell me. Don't type it in anywhere. But we've all got that one granddaughter, grandson, maybe daughter, son, niece, nephew that you're worried about. Right? Because their brain cells, they're not, as we used to say, they're not firing on all cylinders. You know what I'm saying? And you're worried about them. But you can't do anything about it unless you're on them. And I don't mean in a negative way. Encourage them. Build them up. Tell them what, you know, explain to them these things. Even if they don't agree with you. I told you guys about that young lady who was convinced by her peers, friends, and even her parents that she really was a boy because of the way she acted. You know, my youngest daughter is like that. She is tough. I'm not going to say she's a boy, but she's got those kind of things. But she's about as feminine as you can be. As a female can be, if you know what I'm saying. But she doesn't take any garbage from anybody. There's not a whole bunch of foo-foo around the edges, as we say. One of my sons says she has my personality. God bless. Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can look at the stations, find out where we're on, when we're on, and maybe how you can partake of the stations or listen at the station level, because that's really what I love it when you do that. Because, you know, call the station. Thank them for having the show. If your station doesn't carry this show, call them and tell them, why aren't you carrying the Real Side? What's wrong with you people? You know, really. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's talk I know this is going to get me yanked. I don't really care. Let's talk about Twitter, Facebook, Google, you know, YouTube. Now, some of you know, if you've been with me for any length of time, you know we had buku followers on Facebook. We used to get 200,000 plus views an hour. And then something happened. I don't know what. Can't get an answer. All of a sudden, we were struggling to get a couple of hundred views. And then the page disappeared. No response, no answer, no anything. You know, we had the Facebook whistleblower on, what, 2 weeks ago? They don't care. He's sitting there with people in the Facebook, eating area, cafeteria. And they were laughing and giggling about pages that they pulled down. Too pro-Trump. Too conservative. Bang, gone. Who are you going to complain to? You think Zuckerberg's going to take the call? It's not like they have this council that you can lodge a complaint with. Twitter was the same thing with 60,000 plus. And bang. Overnight, 40,000 disappeared like they were all phony accounts, according to Twitter, when they did finally respond. Problem is that one of the accounts they deleted was my account. One of my other accounts. All right? And then you can't get the message out. When we first started one of the new pages on Twitter, people started signing up for it. We got a lot of activity. And guess what happened? Again, bang. Nothing. Really, no likes, no out there, nobody sees them. Matter of fact, it's funny. I had a long-time listener just yesterday send me an email saying, "Hey, I found you on Twitter." My God. And you know, I have a Twitter button. Another friend of mine said they went looking for us on YouTube. Couldn't find us on YouTube. And YouTube, it was nothing for us to get 30, 40, 50,000 views for each video. And then again, see, I always joke and say, look, maybe I suck, but it takes a while for that to, you know, wear off. This stuff happened over a weekend. Tammy and I were driving to dinner one night. And I said, oh, YouTube just let me know they demonetized some of our videos. Demonetized. No more money. No matter how many people watch it. When I got home that night and actually looked, they did almost every one of them. More of the social justice platform crap when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Sight.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back.
Dr. Giuliano.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you need to be part of the solution, seriously. And I know you guys know that. But you really do. You need to make sure you stay engaged, you stay involved, you stay on top of things. It's the only way we're going to win. And you got to be willing to fight, just like our founding fathers were. You got to be willing to fight. Okay, so back to my social justice here. I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this because you guys need to know something. You know, a lot of you listen to the show, you're conservatives, you want us to win, you want president. Here's the thing. Some of you have gotten mad at me because I keep saying, leave Facebook, leave Twitter, leave. And I've been telling you this for a long time. And I hate to, I really don't like this. I told you so, and I was right. And I've been right for a long time about these people. We saw it happen to us early on. We were relative nobodies. But I got in this business early. I got on the social media sites early. I had a website early, probably before a lot of these other guys did. At one time, what do we got, 2, 3, 4 million hits a month or views a month on the website? Now we struggle to get very few. And, you know, I put up a story, we get 2,000 reads in a couple of hours. Now we struggle to get reads. So, and some of you have told me when you get emails, you have emails where Google has a warning on there that the email came from a spam site. Go figure that one out. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate your time. All right. So, you think you're going to fight Facebook? We've got Congress people that are afraid of Facebook. You're not going to fight Facebook. You can keep putting your post up there. Yeah, I got to look at this. And some of your friends are going to hop on there and say, oh, great post and all this fun stuff. But the reality is it doesn't do you any good because it's not getting out to the masses. Right? I mean, you've got advertisers now telling Facebook they're going to pull advertisers. Lefties, unless they get rid of hate speech. Well, what's hate speech? What is it? I always love it when they say, well, we're just going to look at the hate speech. Well, what is it? Tell me. Define it. Right? And now, I mean, talk about hate speech. Right? They want to move Gandhi's statue in Fresno because he had made some racist remarks at some point in time. So apparently, people can never change. So to show you how hypocritical the Democrats are, right? I mean, hate speech. It's hate speech. So when Hillary Clinton said that marriage was between a man and a woman, that was it, nothing else. Well, wasn't that hate speech? Why did you still vote for her? That's kind of hypocritical, don't you think? So, back to it. You're not going to fight Facebook. Your message is going nowhere, but you're happy pounding on the keyboard, thinking it's getting someplace. And then let's get over to Twitter. How many people are you really reaching on Twitter? How many? Right, we have 3 pages on Twitter. And to give you an idea, you know, one of the pages, what do we have? We have 300, well, maybe 500 now. I mean, we've got one Twitter page that's got 13,000 or something like that, and one's got 7,000. Remember, we were up at 60 plus. We almost never get any more than 2 or 3 likes on a post. All right? And at one point, we were getting 30, 40, 50, 60 views when I started using Periscope to put the video out on Twitter. Now, 6 or 7 again. Those are people who know us and come looking for us. You're not going to beat these people. Now, that's not a defeatist attitude. That's just a reality. Because conservative Republicans will not, they don't know how to fight with money. They just don't know how to do it. They think people are going to do the right thing. Well, look at what's going on around you. Say, people are not going to do the right thing. Right? Now you've got Zuckerberg. He's going to decide what's hate speech, what's not, what ads he's going to run of President Trump's and which ones he won't. You want to guess? Right? It's just amazing. And now go on, again with all of this YouTube, Google, Google Ads. Just amazing to me when you look at this stuff, when you look at what's going on. The only way you're going to beat this is to go in a different direction. So we moved over to Parler. Right? And that's really simple. I mean, it used to be called Parlay. I'm an old guy. I like it better that way. And we only had a couple of people. We just went over to test it because a lot of times people would tell us about their product or what they're doing and this kind of stuff. And I went and looked. Okay, it's kind of cool. Easy to use. You don't need a college degree for it. Right? So we went over there. I like it. I mean, it's easy to use. Just like Facebook, they're making all kinds of changes. I got to know the owner. Actually had him on the show. I'm going to have him on the show again. Just so you understand what's going on. And there are options. That they will not pull down anything of yours. And don't, you know, I know they've all said the same thing. But now we've been dealing with him for a while. We know better. They won't pull down anything unless you're specifically calling for the death of a certain group or a certain person or violence on somebody. Which is the way it should be. I mean, seriously, it's the way it should be. So we're there. I think that page is called Joe Messina or the Real Side. We'll fix it. I'll figure it out. We're going to put links on the website. We're going to put up a new website. And then we're over at Parler. And as I started to say, Parler, in a relatively short period of time, we got up over, you know, I don't know, 1,500, 16, 17, 1,800, whatever, in a short period of time. So you got to go where you can get the message out. Because if you're not getting your message out, it's just look. It's like sending an envelope in the mail without a stamp on it. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of your time, my time, and everybody else's time. Seriously. And if these people see, Parler has grown tremendously over the last few days as people jump over there. Bongino's there, and many others. Joe Messina, your host. You got to keep the battle up. You got to keep the pressure on. And it's all about money with the biggies. You know, to tell you there isn't, it is. Be back in a few minutes. You'll see the Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Capitol Hill lawmakers want answers after U.S. intelligence found the Kremlin offered bounties to Taliban fighters to kill American troops. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says President Trump needs to take this seriously.
The president called this a hoax publicly. Nothing in the briefing that we have just received led me to believe it is a hoax.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel says he finds President Trump's denial that he knew anything about this to be baffling.
I mean, it comes into question the fact that a bounty put on American troops. If that isn't something to go crazy about, then I don't know what is.
The Democrats who were briefed by White House officials say the full Congress must be briefed by top intelligence officials. Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden says someone is derelict in their duties. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yeah, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
And the stories get better. Come see your host. This is Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, right? Now, you know, somebody sent me this note real quick. We're finding that the states that are having the spikes in coronavirus, two things. One is, remember something, they have quadrupled the amount of people they're testing. Good, better, and different, they have quadrupled. So if you think that you're not going to get spikes, then there's something wrong with you. That's number one. Number two is, look at the percentages. Right, the deaths are actually going down. And the percentage of people getting it hasn't really changed that much. And not that it's gone up or down. Because it's kind of popped up and down. You have to look at the you gotta look at the charts. And then the Florida doctors, we find out today, was reported, they're not asking any of the coronavirus patients if they took part in any of the protests. Right? So how real are these numbers? Seriously, how real are these numbers? If you're not asking all the right questions, if you're not getting pure data, then this doesn't mean anything. And it's the same thing with some of this other stuff that's going on out there. If they don't check, they are marking people with respiratory issues that die as part of the coronavirus. They could have a respiratory issue for 20 years. And this is what happens. Right? And then again, when you start looking truly at what these people died from, the numbers go way down. As they did in New York in some areas. This is why it's very hard. You know, somebody accused me today as we were talking about some issues. I said, I don't believe in what L.A. County's telling us about the virus. So now I'm a denier. No, I'm a denier that L.A. County's got it right. They do get it wrong. They all get it wrong at times. Right? Correct? I have stuff saying right. Correct. How's that? The I love how some people said the George Floyd's name has been lost in all of this. Well, it's not our fault. You guys have done that. You guys have made it that way. All right, 855 real. I got to get off of this kick. 855 real Joe. 855-732-5562. All right, back to the social justice stuff. Social platforms. And a lot of these guys that you listen to, they made their money. They made a majority, a bulk of their money off these social information platforms. But the more sinister part here is how they are guiding and directing the message that's getting out about certain candidates. And listen, it's easy to show you how disingenuous they are. I mean, nothing negative goes up with Joe Biden. Nothing. And the stuff that he says, the lies that are involved in some of the stuff that he says, they won't say anything. Right? But anything we put up, they'll say it's false. But in my show tonight, somebody put it up on their page, and a warning message came back that the information in this video is false. I don't even know what information they're talking about. Think about it. I don't even know I have no idea what they're talking about. So it just never stops. And it's not going to stop. You have to switch platforms. That's how it stops. When this mass exit, listen, the left will eat their own. Don't worry about it. If those sites end up becoming majority left-leaning, they will crank themselves over. I used to love, and I mean love, doing this stuff where I would go into these certain Facebook chat rooms, whatever they're called, and I would throw little bombs in there. Now, I knew that eventually they'd start eating each other up. First they'd come after me, and then when they started arguing about me, no, he's a this, no, he's a that, they would start going after each other. It was perfect. We did it every time. And it was wonderful to watch them do it. So let them go. Let them hang themselves, so to speak. And the only way you're going to win, the only way we're going to get the message out again, get over to these places. You know, push it big time. My only fear, frankly, my only concern is that we have that Apple will keep, and Google, frankly, will keep the apps from going to the phones. You'll have to actually go to the website and grab the apps. Anyway, so I'll move on now. I'm so irritated because I've talked to some of you, I've traded emails with some of you, and I will not fight Facebook. You know, a part of it is, think of this, sir. Some of you, when Facebook was squelching us down, you wouldn't go anywhere else. You wouldn't even go to the website. No, if not on Facebook, I'm not. Why? Why would you support them like that? You say you like the show, you like me. And when you're on your social media sites, platforms, whatever, don't move to a platform and then link something on Facebook. Don't do that. All right? Really that easy. All right, I just had another story. I wanted to go in a different direction here. Oh, there it is. It just gets better and better. OSU and OU drop sports rivalry nickname. You know what it is? Anybody? Anybody? Civil War. You know when you always say you have a civil war? And I don't get this. If everything is going to become a problem, and I mean everything, think about it. They want to pull Gandhi down? Right? Because something he said a certain time in his life. We don't know what John Wayne was later on in life. Does he not get a pass? He may have changed his whole way of looking at the blacks or whoever. You don't know. So they're going after everybody. So, but they're not going after any of the lefties. They're not. Right? I mean, FDR. Look what he did. Now, he loved to spend government money and basically give it away. But when you look, sending Jews back to Germany to be killed, that was cool, wasn't it? Not perfect, wasn't it? When he interned the Japanese, Italians, Germans, and others, that was nice of him too, wasn't it? But his name's on medical buildings, federal buildings, everywhere else. Don't think about that. Go. Remember, you know, again, he could have spearheaded, given the blacks any one of the civil rights issues. And then you look at Lyndon Johnson, LBJ. The N-word was one of his favorite words, was it not? If you hear him talk, if you hear some of his speeches, he had no respect for the black community, absolutely none. Bet you they don't ask to take his name down on anything. Oh, I bet you they don't. And you can go over and over and over with you. Jimmy Carter or Jimmy Carter, the one they love so much. You know, Jimmy was one of the biggest racists, in-your-face racists. Wouldn't vote on a school to be built on the same side of, right, black school, to be built on the same side of the street as a white school because the kids might bump into each other. But we're the racists. They hold him in high esteem. As Vince was saying, you got to call it out. You got to show them where they're wrong. Joe Messina, your host, this is Real Time. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'll be looking for you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, I refuse to talk about that story about the bounty hunting that took place, might have taken place, whatever you, the leak, right, that Russia was giving bounty money to terrorists to go out and kill Americans, American soldiers. All right, somehow another anonymous leak a couple of months before the president's reelected. The Benghazi thing was no big deal, though, right? Come on, think about all this. All that stuff was squelched out. All that stuff was held back. Nobody talked about it. The press didn't even talk about it because they didn't want to ruin Barack's chance of winning again. Right? And then you got them doing this again. If I was a president, I would just ignore this. I would look out there and go, okay, lie, 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 lie. Why is this being leaked? This is a very important thing. Even if there's an investigation going on about it, why is it being leaked? All right, we're talking about racism before, and Jimmy Carter, they're one of their heroes. No, they always talk about him. Why don't we take a moment and go back into Democrat racist history? What do you think?
Now, for the benefit of the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history.
The year
was 1976, and Americans had endured a generation of turmoil in the Vietnam War. But they had found a savior, an agent of hope and change, a peanut farmer from Georgia, Democrat Jimmy Carter. By now, all the white racists are voting Republican, you see. Civil rights, Martin Luther King, it's all behind us by 1976. Yeah. Well, here's what the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana, Richard Hatcher, said about Carter in 1976. Carter was a Frankenstein's monster with a southern drawl, a more cultured version of the old Confederate at the schoolhouse door. Jesse Jackson called Carter a throwback to Hitlerian racism, and Atlanta Mayor Maynard Jackson slammed his fist on his desk and shouted, "Is there no white politician I can trust?" Why did these leading black politicians think Carter was racist? It's what he said about public housing, whether government should use it to try to integrate neighborhoods. Carter said, "I have nothing against a community that is made up of people who are Polish or Czech or French-Canadian or blacks trying to maintain the ethnic purity of their neighborhoods. This is a natural inclination." 20 years earlier, in 1956, Carter was on the Sumter County School Board. He led an effort to have the site of a new black school relocated. Why? Because it was so close to a white school, black and white kids would end up walking on the same street. Carter's board assured people at a meeting October 5th, the board will do everything in its power to minimize simultaneous traffic between white and colored students on the way to and from school. How do you compensate in your old age for having been a vile, disgusting racist all your life? Simple. Accuse other people, decent, innocent people, of being racist.
I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man.
Guilty dog barking. Let history forever remember Jimma's determination to save those white kids from the terrible colored kids on the streets of Sumter County, Georgia. And given the downward trajectory of Jimma's reputation right about now, it's fitting that the ship they named after him is a submarine. Great moments in Democrat racist history.
This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. They only remember what they want to remember. Right? I mean, Jimmy's a hero for them. Jimmy Carter, the peanut guy, they love him. And we should do this on a regular basis. All right? What's this guy's name? Markeith Robinson. A black commentator. He said, "You know what happens when black people don't read, they don't get educated?" He said, "They forget that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. They forget the Democrats formed the Confederacy. They forget the Republicans passed the 13th Amendment ending slavery." Republicans. Now see, the Democrats couldn't fight all this at some point in time, so they just had to say, they switched. The party switched places. One guy, but story for another day. They forget Republicans passed the 14th Amendment, giving them equal protection under the law. They forget Republicans passed the 15th Amendment, giving them the right to vote. They totally forget, or never knew, the Democrats formed the KKK. They forgot that the Democrats murdered their way back into power in the South. Right? They forgot the Democrats were responsible for making laws that created Jim Crow and separate but equal segregation. They forgot the Democrats bombed churches. Wow. Haven't we seen that recently? Set churches on fire? Set attack dogs on peaceful protesters. Murdered civil rights activists. They forgot the Democrats created the welfare system that degenerated the black family. There's many in the black community that believe that. That one of the worst things that happened to them was the welfare state. You know why? Because you couldn't have dad at home. Couldn't find your husband, boyfriend, the kid's dad, whatever. You didn't live there, couldn't find him. That's how they get the money. They forgot that Republicans are responsible for creating the legal standard that ended segregation. They forgot that we live in a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Big difference is the democracy is the crowd rules. They end up voting for the very people who have abused them throughout history. That's what happens. Now the article says that's what happens when Negroes don't read. No. That's what happens when people don't read. When people don't get informed. If the white folks today, the Asians, the whatever, if they were educated, they understood, they knew, they wouldn't be bowing down to BLM. They wouldn't be doing what they're doing because they would know, A, it was against the law. By the way, somebody sent me a note. This is what the British did. You know, I mean, what the settlers did when they did the Boston Tea Party. You know, they took somebody else's property, yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, you know what? There was a big difference. We were fighting for freedom. You know, we were fighting against being taxed without having a voice, without a say. The black community has a say. The Asian community has a say. The Hispanic community has a say. Just look at the surnames of many of these people that serve in Congress and your local legislators. We had a black president, two black AGs, female black AG. We'll get to the whole list. But that really doesn't matter. You understand that. That really means absolutely nothing. Oh, Joe, what do you mean? Well, here's what I mean. People are voting, I would hope people are voting, for the best person for the job. Stacey Abrams, what's his name? Stacey Abrams? Whatever. The one that didn't get didn't become Georgia governor. She thinks it's racism that kept her out of that office. No! You're an idiot. That's what kept you out of that office. You talked too much. People knew what you were about. That's what kept you out of that office. Because there's a lot of black women that hold high positions that we all love and respect. Condoleezza Rice being one of them. I'll never forget her. Love that woman. Love the way she put it out there. Love the way she spoke and the logic behind the things that she said. So don't, that's you trying to make us feel bad, trying to make us, oh, but see, you're too stupid to know you're not racist. No, you're just too stupid to read history and understand really what's going on here. Here's another one of your favorites. Let's see how many of you know this history.
Now, as a public service to the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history. Today's subject is a white guy named Black. Hugo Black was a man who hated black people. And he didn't just hate them. Hugo Black was a member of the KKK in Alabama in the 1920s. He was a lawyer and became famous for defending Klansmen in court for murdering black people. In one famous case, a Klansman named Stevenson had allegedly murdered a white Catholic priest in Birmingham who was there to help black people. And Hugo Black defended Stevenson, stacking the jury with KKK members. Black was seen to make Klan gestures to the jury during the trial, and his client was found not guilty. Hugo Black used this case as part of his campaign for the Senate in 1926, calling for KKK votes and running as a Democrat. While serving in the Senate, Hugo Black filibustered against an anti-lynching law. Want more, my infidel friends? In the 1940s, KKK member Hugo Black was appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States of America by FDR, a president who famously said on many occasions he would never, ever, ever have his photograph taken with a black man. Like they say on that network, the more you know. Tune in. Great moments in Democrat racist history.
You guys need to get informed. And don't be afraid to tell people about these things. Joe Senior Host, this is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Check out the website, realside.com. We can find the stations, times, and all kinds of other fun stuff, including the recent stories that we post. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't be stupid. Be informed before you open your mouth.